So glad to be in this studio here with Audrey Russo from the Pittsburgh Tech Council in our podcast studio, the Huntington Bank podcast studio. Audrey, I love hanging out in here. It's too much fun.
Way too much fun. And we got a great guest in the house.
We do. We have Jim Moore with us from TrustPoint. It's a company, the name sounds familiar. And I know it's because you guys are, you're more Pittsburgh than people would ever know.
We absolutely are. We are actually created from the combination of Echo International and Confluent Translations. So two local translation companies now working together under the name of TrustPoint here in Pittsburgh.
And how long has TrustPoint name been in Pittsburgh for now?
We're going on 2.5 years. So relatively new.
And you're kind of new to Pittsburgh as well. Like you are kind of made this your secondary city, for lack of a better term, right?
Exactly. My home base is the New York City area. However, I manage this business, and our hub is here in Pittsburgh. And
love
so
it.
I've had the privilege of being able to spend a lot of time out here, and I enjoy it every minute of it. Great town.
Very cool. We'll take your endorsement. Absolutely. So I'm really excited because you guys are working on some leading-edge technology. I know Audrey's going to love this because when it comes to all things AI, artificial intelligence, it's just amazing how this is just transforming so many industries, especially the translation industry.
Yeah.
So talk about your view and how AI is transforming, you know, machine language, machine translation, this whole
sure.
global business.
Well, again, our business is rooted still in human translation, basically. And that's, you know, where translation has been since it began.
Right.
But what's really interesting and exciting right now is the fact that there's an evolution occurring where machine translation quality is getting to the point where it can, in some cases, replace human translation for an initial translation of content. So today what happens is you'll have a human go through a first pass, aided often with translation memory, okay, and then you'll have an editor go through and polish the initial translation. Well, what the AI is doing is it's allowing machine translation, as I mentioned earlier, to really get to the point where you can have the machine do that initial translation and then have the human come back and do what we call post-editing. Now, I want to be clear, especially some listeners may right away jump to the conclusion and think that I'm saying that it's better than human translation.
No jumping yet.
We are not there.
No.
We are not there. No, it's again, it's a process. But as with many other things regarding technology in general and AI, the speed of improvement keeps increasing.
Right. Because if you look, artificial intelligence isn't new to today. I mean, we've been trying to attack it for a long time. But now we have just so much data that we can play with and that we can extract from that there's lots of opportunities to figure this out.
Well, and even now, what, you know, in some of our literature that we're looking at, you're even seeing terms like unsupervised machine translation.
I know. What does that mean?
I like mine supervised.
Like
thank you very
boys,
much.
Like a bunch of bad boys finding bad words.
You're talking about potentially. No, but you've got a neural network of machines that have been exposed to a growing amount of content, and as a result of that exposure and the processing power of that network, the machine is learning without any direct human involvement.
So accidental learning.
Well, so you could say that, perhaps. Or smart learning.
In smart learning? Intentional, accidental learning?
Yeah.
Intentional, accidental learning. Wait a second.
Recording new.
Now I'm confused.
I'm just trying to.
That's not in our white paper, but, you know, maybe it should be.
That there's opportunities for this information to be collated and collected without any discipline to it.
There's the potential for that, yes, as these networks get more powerful and get smarter all the time. It may be helpful just to step back briefly and talk briefly about the three phases of machine translation and put this in context. So originally, and we're going back, it's surprising how far back it goes. As early, like here in Pittsburgh, in 1989, we had at Carnegie Mellon, we had early attempts to create machine translation. And this, then later on, we had a method of translation that was called rules-based translation began. And it was very straightforward. If this word says this in this language, then it'll say it in that language. That was the rule. It, as you can might imagine, it didn't take into account context. It didn't take into account and double meanings, etc. It was really a dumb translation method. In the mid-80s, you began to see a replacement with what's called statistical machine translation. And as the name implies, it was an attempt to really bring in more technology and use that technology to essentially teach the machine translation software to recognize a source file in one language and then, using statistical probability, render it in a target language. And that involved lots of research, again, places like Carnegie Mellon and others, MIT, et cetera. And then eventually, with the advent of these really powerful computing networks in 2014, and Google was a real driver with that, you began to see the artificial intelligence and the machine translation merger.
So we're talking to Jim Moore from TrustPoint. And if people want to learn more about this, because you have a great white paper here that people want to go nerd out on, where can they go and check out this white paper? I know it's on your website somewhere.
Yes, it is. Our website is trustpoint.one. And if you click on that website and go to the translation section, you'll be able to find it very easily.
It's a very compelling white paper. I mean, you have graphs, you have timelines, you got everything there. I mean, you can sink your teeth into this.
And so if people want to use TrustPoint, what problems are they looking at? What are they trying to solve?
Well, I should say, again, TrustPoint, the parent company, is really a service solutions provider for the legal market. You're talking about electronic discovery, talking about hosting of documents, review of documents, managed review of documents, court reporting, and most recently, staffing, legal staffing. The translation company that I manage resides within this company and provides translation solutions both to that legal marketplace and to the corporate marketplace. And with the corporate marketplace, you're talking about companies, some of the big Pittsburgh companies, listeners would know, PPG, Alcoa, Arconic, et cetera, who have global workforces, and they need to communicate both with their employees and their customers in as many as 30 to 35 languages.
35
on their website. I mean, even on their intranet sites.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. External, internal, product materials, marketing, you name
it. So what's on the horizon for you?
Well, I think that, again, the way we run our business today is we have a very large database of individuals all over the world whose job is to translate language. And I think what we're seeing is this these people today do initial translation. And I say, again, we have a second human being editing that, and then you have the polished end result. I think where the marketplace is moving, and some of our clients are even driving this with us, is to take the machine translation, do the initial translation there, and have that human being a post-editor. So like with other aspects of AI, it's not necessarily the humans are going to be completely eliminated from the picture, but rather, like, for example, in a automotive factory, the robots may be doing the assembly. However, the humans are doing the quality control on the back end.
They're making it good.
Exactly. And I think we're seeing the same thing. Again, I want to stress we're not there now, but that's clearly the direction we're headed in.
It's fascinating stuff. I really encourage everyone, go to trustpoint.one and go to the translations tab. Check out this white paper. It's fascinating stuff. I just love seeing all aspects of AI. Like here in Pittsburgh, we are the HQ for AI, and it's within translation as well, too.
Absolutely. You've got Google here in Pittsburgh, and they are on the leading edge of neural technology.
Very cool stuff. Jim Moore, thanks for hanging out with
us
here on
TechVibe.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks, both of you.
Hey, we're taking a quick break. We're coming back with a lot more Tech Vibe Radio coming from the Huntington Bank podcast studio here at our headquarters at Nova Place. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, we'll be right back, I swear. Go to pghtech.org and learn more about the Tech Council right there.